I got saved on October 10th, 1986. It was a Friday, and I'll never forget it because I was in dire straits. I was in a dark pit, and I needed the Lord. I needed God, and a cry had been produced in my heart during that time. And the Lord was working. He was doing something at that time, trying to draw me, bring me to him. And I did come to him. And I'm so grateful for that. And I recognize that in those difficult times, you know, God is at work. I just have a thought that I wanted to share with you tonight. And if I would entitle it, I'd entitle it, God's at Work During This Difficult Time. During this difficult time, God is at work. As I mentioned, I was in a dark pit, and the Lord was working. He was doing something to draw me to himself, and I wasn't in the devil's hands. You know, the devil might be working at times, but ultimately, God is still in control. Remember Job? God is still in control. And so when you're a believer, if you've given your heart to Jesus Christ and completely surrendered to him, you've been born again, you are his child, he is your father, and he is, his eye is on you, and he is working in your life. And so number one, the Lord is with you. No matter where you find yourself, no matter where you are, no matter what's going on. There's a scripture that says this. It says, when you go through deep waters, I will be with you. So there are times in our lives where we are going to go through some deep waters, folks, some really deep waters, some difficult waters. I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of even oppression, oppression from without and oppression from within, right? Even our own voices, our own voice, sometimes even our own hearts will try to condemn us. You will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you. Hallelujah. I want to read this, though, to you from the Message Bible, from the Message translation, because it was very interesting as I began to read it from this translation, because it makes it so relatable. It says this. I'm going to read a few verses before and a few verses after. It says, but now God's message, and this is what his message is, the God who made you in the first place, the one who got you started, says this, don't be afraid. I've redeemed you. Hallelujah. I've redeemed you. I saved you. I bought you with my own precious blood. I've called your name. You are mine. When you're in over your head, I'll be there with you. Are you in over your head tonight? Online, are you in over your head? He says, I'll be with you. When you're in rough waters, you will not go down. You are not going down tonight. I said, you're not going down. It goes on to say this. When you're between a rock and a hard place. Folks, I'm not making it up. It's the Message translation. That's what it said. When you're between a rock and a hard place, it won't be a dead end. Hallelujah. Because I am your God. I am God, your personal God. The Holy One of Israel. In other words, I am set apart from everything else. There is no one like me. There is no one that you can compare to me. I am holy. I am set apart. I'm not like the gods of the nations. I am your savior. Hallelujah. I paid a huge price for you. As a matter of fact, it was all of Egypt. I paid for you. In other words, I brought you out of this world. Hallelujah. That's how much you mean to me. That's how much I love you. I'd sell off the whole world to get you back. Trade the creation just for you. So don't be afraid. I'm with you. Folks, he's with you. I said he's with you. Jesus said, I am with you even to the end of the age. He said, I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'm going to send you a comforter. I'm not going to leave you alone. I won't leave you as orphans. I'm going to send my spirit, the Holy Spirit. And he's going to be with you. And not only will he be with you, he's going to be in you. Hallelujah. Folks, he is our comforter. The Holy Spirit is our comforter. He is our encourager. He is the one that strengthens us. He is our advocate. Folks, he is everything that you and I will ever need. The Bible says he's given us all that pertains to life and godliness. So you and I have the victory. I said we have the victory. God's at work during this difficult time. He's with you, and he's trying to reassure you that he has absolutely everything under control. It's not, folks, it's not about just getting you out of that problem. Some of you want to escape a difficult situation, and it's not just about you escaping that difficult situation. There's much more at stake than that. God is at work during that difficult situation, during this difficult situation. He wants you to know that he's with you. But not only that, the Lord's going to get glory out of this. You'll remember at one point, Jesus is walking with his disciples and they come across a blind man. And his disciples asked him, was this man born blind? Why was this man born blind? Was it because of his own sins or his parents' sins? You know, sometimes we find ourselves in difficult situations because we've made bad choices and bad decisions. But then there are other times where we've not done anything wrong. We're just trying to live for God, and suddenly you find yourself in the trial of your life. You find yourself in a furnace. You find yourself between a rock and a hard place, folks. And it's not necessarily because you've made a wrong decision. But listen to what Jesus said. It's not because of his sins or his parents' sins. Jesus answered, this happened so the power of God could be seen in him. So that the glory of God could be seen in his situation. Was this man born blind because of his sin or his parents' sin? No, it was for the glory of God. God was about to glorify his name. He was in that difficult place because God was about to do something amazing in his life. The Lord was about to bring glory to his own name. You remember the three Hebrew boys? They were told to bow down before this idol. The idol, bow down before that current society, what that current society's value system was, to bow down, to bend their knee, to conform. And they didn't conform. They chose to worship God, to trust God, to believe God, even though it meant they might be killed. They chose to believe God. They chose to trust God. And what does the scripture say? It said they went into the fire, and then the Lord was with them in the fire, right? But you know, there's no evidence in scripture that they saw the fourth man in the fire. You know who saw the fourth man in the fire? The heathen king. heathen king saw the fourth man in the fire. Do you know people are watching you? And God has chosen to glorify his name through you and your situation before the watching world, folks. Before your family that don't know who Christ is, before your coworkers, your colleagues, your classmates, your neighbors, he has chosen to glorify his name in the midst of your situation, to give glory to himself. Hallelujah. And of course, you know the end of the story. They go through the fire, they come out on the other side, and the Bible says there wasn't even the smell of smoke on them. You know what that says to me? I mean, you know, when you go through difficult situations, you can come out. I heard someone say this, you can either come out better or bitter. Better or bitter. You can come out with a song of praise, having trusted the Lord and having leaned on him and looked to him and allowed him to strengthen you and to encourage you. Or you can come out just like a sourpuss. No testimony. You know what I'm talking about, right? Your faith, being more precious than gold, may be found to the praise. Hallelujah. In glory and honor of our God. Amen. The Lord is with you. And he's going to get glory out of your situation. Thirdly, the Lord is producing proven character in you. He's producing something in you and I, proven character. The trying of your faith produces patience, endurance, proven character. James puts it this way, dear brothers and sisters, when troubles come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. He doesn't even say joy. He says great joy. There's a joy that he gives that the world doesn't give and that the world can't take away, folks. Folks, it's a joy in knowing that God's got you and that he loves you and that he died for you on the cross. So he loves you. And because he loves you, just because you're going through a trial doesn't mean anything is going to separate you from that love. You are still loved. And God is still at work during that difficult time, difficult situation, your difficult trial. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow. So let it grow, for when endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing. Do you know, when you exercise, I might have used this example before, but you know, when you exercise with weights or with a bike on a treadmill or an elliptical, you know, if you want to get more gains out of that exercise, what do you do? You know what you do? You raise up the resistance level. You take that pin out and you put it in a heavier weight, right? You raise up the resistance level so you can build more muscle, right? Or that treadmill starts to raise up, the ramp starts to raise up, right? And suddenly it's like you're running uphill. Does that make sense? He's building you up. He's teaching you and I how to wage warfare. David said he teaches my hands to war, right? Colossians 1 says it this way. It says, we also pray that you will be strengthened with all his glorious power so that you will have all the endurance and patience you need. So we're praying that you'll be strengthened with his glorious power. You and I need his glorious power so that we will have this endurance. It's not in our own strength, folks. It's not in our own grit or determination. He has to strengthen us. But it comes when you and I go to him in prayer and ask for his help and recognize that he's at work. May you be filled with joy always, thanking the Father. He gives us a secret there. He says, we're filled with joy as we thank the Father. As we're thanking the Father, we get filled with joy. As we begin to remember all that God has done and who he has been to us, and we begin to thank him for past victories and past provision and the times he's led us and the times he's protected us. How many times has he protected you? I said, how many times has he protected you? He goes on to say, he has enabled you to share in the inheritance that belongs to his people who live in the light. Hallelujah. Romans puts it this way. We can rejoice too when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they help us develop endurance. And endurance develops strength of character. It means proven character. And character strengthens our confident hope of salvation. And this hope will not lead to disappointment, for we know how dearly God loves us. Do you know how much he loves us? All you have to do is, as Pastor David shared earlier, is look to the cross. The greatest demonstration of love of all time, the cross of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, while we were still sinners, while we were his enemies, he died for us. That's love, folks. And if you ever doubt his love, look to the cross. You got to see him on the cross again. For we know how dearly God loves us because he has given us his Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love. So we know that during God is at work during these difficult times, reminding us that he's with us. Amen. God is with us. I said, God is with us. He's going to get glory out of our situation. He's going to produce proven character in us. He's going to make us more like Jesus. Amen. And the last thing I want to point out to you is there's so much that could be said on this topic, but the last thing I want to point out to you is that the Lord is producing compassion in you and a compassion in me. What do I mean? Well, trials keep us humble. Trials keep us compassionate towards others. The scripture says, for we comfort others with the comfort we ourselves have received. If we are always comfortable, we would never know or need God's comfort. Did you catch that? So sometimes we've got to become uncomfortable. And then suddenly, he's able to come comfort us. We cry out to him. We lift our voices to him. He's able to intervene in our situation. He's able to come and comfort us. But then we're able to turn around and comfort others with the comfort we ourselves have received. But we've got to be in a place where we need comforting by the Lord. And just when you think you've got it all together, and someone comes to you and says, I'm struggling with this and I'm struggling with that. And you look at them and you think, man, what's wrong with you? You need to get it together. Suddenly you find yourself in the wilderness. You find yourself in a trial. You find yourself struggling with something that maybe you've had the victory over for years, and suddenly it's come back. And you're wondering, what in the world is going on? This is the devil. And you're binding the devil. And yeah, the Lord may allow him to come, but I want you to know he's on a short leash. Right? Jesus was led of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tested. And so sometimes God will allow us to go through things, but it humbles us and it makes us realize, God, I need you. It's only your grace that's keeping me, God. It's only because of, God, if it wasn't for you. So who am I to look at somebody else and say, get it together? Who am I to look at somebody else and look down on their battle, their struggle? Are you with me tonight? So sometimes the Lord will allow us to go through stuff so that we can develop a little bit more compassion towards other people and be reminded that if it wasn't because of him, where would we be? Amen? And so tonight, don't despise small beginnings. Don't despise where you're at. Ask God to finish the good work he's begun in you, as I'm asking him to finish the good work he's begun in me. Because he's in control, folks. I said God is in control. Hallelujah. In a moment, we're going to surrender to the will of God. And we're going to ask God to finish the good work he began in us. And he's determined to do it, whether you ask him or not. But we're going to agree with him tonight. And we're going to say, Lord, have your way. In whatever difficult situation I'm in, for those of you who've joined us online, whatever difficulty you find yourself in tonight, know that God is at work and there is much more at stake than you realize tonight. But he's with you. He's going to get glory out of your situation. He's going to produce his character in you. Hallelujah. He's going to finish the good work he began in you. He's going to produce a compassion in you towards others. Let's stand together. Let's lift our hands to the Lord. It's a sign of surrender to him tonight. And let's just begin to talk to him and tell him, God, you're in control. I give you complete control. I stop complaining. I stop accusing you. You're here with me. You're working in my life. You're going to finish the good work you began in me. You're going to get glory out of my situation. You're going to glorify your name. You have glorified your name, and you will glorify your name in my situation. Every single time, you're going to glorify your name. You're going to glorify your name, God. So I surrender. I yield to you, God. I say yes to your will and to your way. Yes to your will and to your way, God. Yes to your will and to your way. You are with me. You are with me, God. You are with me, God. I thank you. I praise you. I worship you tonight. You are with me, God. I yield to you, God. I yield to your purposes. I yield to your plan. I yield to your way of doing things. I yield to your way. Your way is higher than my ways. Your thoughts are higher than my thoughts. I am in your hands. I am not in the devil's hands. I'm in your hands. The devil's not in control. You are in control. You are the potter. I am the clay. I am in your hands. 24/7, 365. You are molding me, shaping me into the image of your son, God, and you are going to finish what you started. You are going to finish what you started, God. Hallelujah. 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 And so tonight, I choose to trust you. I choose to praise you. I choose to worship you. I choose to throw up my hands and surrender to you, God. God, I thank you. I thank you tonight. I thank you tonight. I thank you, Lord. You love me tonight. You love me tonight. You love me despite my hangups, despite my struggles, despite my battles. You are going to see me through, God. You are going to see me through, God. You are going to see me through. Come on, you speak to him. You speak to him tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus.